Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。さくらです。
Good morning, Tokyo. Peter here, and we are back again. As always, we are brought to you by Eric Lainan for all your translations need, the specialist in translation and interpretation. Okay, what we're going to do today is we're going to have survival phrases too, and these are phrases that will get you through Japan.
Right.
Now, before that, we had a big week, a very, very big week, so we're going to have a bit of a wrap-up today. Mm-hmm. This was our first week, and we had episodes every day. We hope that you enjoyed them, and we hope that it was very, very good material for you to get better. Now, today is the day before.
Day before Christmas.
Yes.
Yes.
Christmas Eve, as we say.
All right.
And yesterday, the 23rd, was also a holiday in Japan. Could you just tell us a little about that holiday?
Well, it's Emperor's birthday.
Yes.
And, well, literally, it's the birthday of the emperor. And it's usually, it's a national holiday, so we usually have our day off.
Yes. But we were here recording.
Right.
For everybody out there. So, how about giving us the Japanese name of that holiday?
Tenno Tanjoubi.
Okay, and break it down.
Tenno Tanjoubi.
Okay. Now, I noticed there's two words in here.
Right.
Okay, can you give us those words?
Okay, first one is Tenno.
Okay, one more time, nice and slow.
Tenno.
And what does this mean?
This is the emperor.
Oh, and one more time, please.
Tenno.
Okay, emperor. And how about the second word?
Tanjoubi.
What does this mean?
This is birthday.
Yes. Okay, one more time, please, nice and slow.
Tanjoubi.
Yes, birthday. So yesterday, literally, was the emperor's birthday.
Right.
Okay, so we had a nice day off yesterday. Well, most of Japan had a nice day off yesterday. I'm sure many people enjoyed themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, tomorrow is another holiday, correct?
Right.
Can you tell us about Christmas in Japan? It's a bit different than Western Christmas, correct?
Yes. Well, it's not so much a religious event in Japan because people are Buddhist or Shinto, you know, they have different religions. But we usually celebrate Christmas as a sort of just a celebration. We all love Santa and presents, decorations, and it's, you know, we do Christmas shopping and buy presents for family members.
Yes. For everybody out there in Japan listening, I heard that Omote Sando has a very nice Christmas light display.
Ah, yes. A few years back, they were doing it.
Yeah.
Yes, they have there are big trees along the side of the street, and they're all lit up, and it's very beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone out there, if you're in Japan, please check the net and make sure that it's still going on.
Mm.
How is a typical Christmas spent in Japan? Obviously, it's not a national holiday, so people go to work.
Yes.
So if it's on a weekday, there's no day off.
That's right.
And what is this I hear about? A Christmas cake.
Christmas cake?
Yes. Japanese seem to really like Christmas cake.
Yes, we buy Christmas cakes. They're usually
strawberry shortcakes.
Strawberry shortcakes. Yes. So bakers are very busy at this season. And strawberries, their price goes up very much. And we usually eat Christmas cake, eat maybe roasted chicken or fried chicken, and leave a present at the bedside of, you know, the children.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they sometimes have socks, they sometimes don't, but usually, you know, Santa comes at night and they leave a present.
Okay.
And when the child wakes up, you know, he or she finds the present and opens it up. And we don't usually lay presents around the Christmas tree. We do decorate Christmas trees sometimes, but we don't place presents there.
Oh, really? Mm. Wow, that's news for me, and I've been here a while. Now, one last thing. Who do you usually spend Christmas with?
Let's see. If you're teenagers, or if you're in the 20s or 30s, if you're single, that is, you usually spend the day with your boyfriend or girlfriend, if you have any. Yes, and like if you're, you know, a mother or father, usually with your family.
Ah, I see. Mm. Yes, I remember last year I tried to book a hotel around Christmas.
Ah, that's very difficult.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's a very interesting interpretation Japan has of Christmas.
Mm.
So for all of you out there, we would like to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so how would we say Merry Christmas in Japanese?
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Now, is this is a common greeting, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's have that a few more times and break it down nice and slowly.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. One more time, please.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, and how about Santa Claus? How do you say Santa in Japanese?
Santa Claus.
Very nice. One more time, please. Break it down nice and slow.
Santa Claus.
Okay, this might be a little difficult. How about just the first name of Mr. Claus?
Santa.
Yes, very nice. One more time, please.
Santa.
Okay.
We sometimes put down, like, you know, Mr., like, Santa-san is very popular.
Really?
Yes. Santa-san is coming tonight. We say that.
Okay. Now, for giving presents, are there any stipulations in the U.S., you know, in the Western? Usually the kid has to be good to get a present.
Mm, yes.
Same here?
Same here.
Okay. Okay. I had originally planned to do some kind of survival phrases today, but since we have run a little short on time, we're going to end this week with just a Merry Christmas, and we're going to get to survival phrases on Monday after Christmas. There will be no show tomorrow. Sorry, no Christmas show. Because I'm going to spend Christmas with my wife, and you will be spending Christmas
with my family.
Yes. And yes, for my wife, Santa-san, oh, did he bring a nice present? And I'll be paying for it until March.
Ooh.
How about you? Is Santa-san coming to your house?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes, Santa-san is coming to my daughter.
Ah.
She's just a little over 1 year old.
Oh, how sweet. What's her name?
Momiji.
Oh, wow. What a cool name. Can you give us nice and slow?
Momiji.
Momiji.
Yes.
What does this mean? You know, I noticed. Oh, I can't believe I didn't do this. In Japanese, all Japanese names have very specific meanings.
Often, yes.
Yeah. How about your name?
My name is Sakura,
yes.
And it means cherry.
Cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom. But pronunciation for the blossom is Sakura. It's kind of flat. But for name, it goes down like Sakura.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, listeners. As you can see, the co-host today is just surpassed my knowledge. So I'm going to be quiet and let Sakura explain about everything.
Yes, and Sakura was one of the most popular, I think it was the most popular name given to a baby girl a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
It is a nice name.
It's a very popular name, Sakura. And Momiji.
What a cute name.
It means colored leaves or maple leaf.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So it's like autumn word. Yes. So it's Sakura and Momiji.
very
Japanese.
Very, very nice. Very cool names. Okay. So that's going to be it for everybody here. We would like to say, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. And we hope that Santa-san stops by your house.
Okay.
See you on Monday.
Mata ne.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.